The Center Strikes Back.
We are seeing a resurgence in the power of moderate Republicans in D.C. and Lansing. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
You know, it wasn't just the Freedom Caucus that killed the repeal and replace plan in Congress last week.
Nope, it was also this group of Republican centrists calling themselves the Tuesday Group. They said there were elements of Obamacare they weren't willing to give up.
They allied themselves with Republican governors like John Kasich of Ohio and Michigan's own Rick Snyder.
Republican governors who said Obamacare's Medicaid expansion was helping states tame Medicaid costs and the expense of hospitals' uncompensated care.
And we are seeing the same practical politics in state houses all over the country where Republicans are in control.
There are a dozen or more members of the State House Republican Caucus in Lansing who say they're more practical than political when it comes to taxes and budgets in Michigan.
The so-called Gang of 12, who just last month tanked efforts by House Republican leaders to roll back the state income tax rate.
They did it because those same Republican leaders couldn't or wouldn't say where they'd cut the budget to pay for this massive tax cut.
That experience solidified the alliance, whose GOP members now talk on a weekly basis about how to apply their principles to policy debates.
And let's be clear here, we are not talking about your grandfather's moderates.
These are conservatives by just about any measure. Gone are the days when the most conservative Democrats were more conservative than the most liberal Republicans.
And when the most liberal Republicans were more liberal than the most conservative Democrats.
The parties have sorted themselves out, so conservatives are with the Republicans and liberals are with the Democrats.
But there are still differences within those coalitions on how to accomplish their goals. That's nothing new.
What seems to be an emerging reality is the resurgence of what was once called the sensible center. Policymakers who say accomplishing a goal is more important than making an ideological gesture.
What a novel idea. But that's not signaling an end to hardball politics.
Not at all. Lansing's Gang of 12 Republicans aren't saying they're opposed to an income tax rollback. They're saying there's a responsibility to say what would be cut to pay for that.
So look for House Republicans to craft a budget plan this year with big cuts to justify a big tax rollback.
And that is worrying the usual suspects when it comes to state budget cuts. Public universities, local governments, revenue sharing payments, human services.
And even if those reductions don't make the final version of the new state budget, they would still serve a purpose.
And that is for some Republicans, at least, to show their voters that even if they couldn't accomplish a tax cut, here's how they would have.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.